Running your expenses lean. The next area to manage when you want to sell your property is your expenses. There are two kinds of expenses, fixed and variable. The fixed expenses are your property taxes, utilities, insurance. The variable expenses are management costs, payroll, administrative, advertising, repairs, and maintenance items. You'll have a lot more impact on the variable expenses, so you'll want to focus on those first. The goal is to minimize them as much as possible, not for the sake of being a cheapskate, but for the purpose of showing that you can operate the property with the lowest possible expenses. Remember, as a buyer, you will be looking at the expenses of the properties you buy and will likely be estimating them higher. Now, as a seller, you'll want to demonstrate the lowest possible operating expenses. In fact, when I'm positioning a property for sale, we'll minimize staff members, reduce or cancel advertising, and raise the deductible on the insurance, all in an effort to minimize the expenses. It's nothing complicated, but it can make a big difference in the sale price of your property. Look hard at the management plan you've created during due diligence. Are you still taking advantage of every cost-saving tactic you outlined in the plan? Look at everything, including the small things. They add up. Bid out all your services again. Adjust your rents to reflect location premiums. Have your landscaper visit only one time per week instead of two. Be as diligent now as you were when you were buying the property. Seek out qualified buyers. Once you have your property positioned for sale, you'll want to seek out qualified buyers. For some reason, some sellers like to be secretive about selling the property. Maybe they expect a drop in the level of property management service if the management company knows the property will be changing hands. A good property management company will help you by creating value if they know the goals of the ownership. Whether you manage the property yourself or use a professional company, you need to communicate to everyone your goal of selling the property. What some of my property management clients don't understand is that we are working with many investors and owners of property within our own company. Property management companies are a prime source of leads, so you are wise to take advantage of the network. There have been times when we have found buyers for properties we manage. If you are working with a large management company that is reputable and successful, there will not be any hardship associated with the loss of one management account. Again, this is a relationship business, and if the company was doing a good job, they know you'll seek them out on the next property you purchase. There is a time for confidentiality, of course, and that time is when you are actually approached by a prospective buyer. You'll want to have a confidentiality agreement ready for the prospect to sign before you disclose anything to him or her. This protects both of you. What to do with your money? If you do sell your property, you need a plan for what to do with your money. I have a friend who had a small property in San Diego. Although the property was not listed for sale, he was approached by a prospective buyer. They made an offer for a sum of money way higher than what he had paid for the property. He took the deal and decided to sell. Unfortunately, at the time, the San Diego apartment market was really hot, and he could not find another deal that was worthy of reinvesting his money. Had he known that at the time, he might have thought twice about taking the offer. To avoid a large tax bill on his huge capital gain, he was forced to look in other markets, in other cities and states, to reinvest his money. Now he is out of his comfort zone. He has had to quickly assemble a team, learn another market, actually multiple markets, visit numerous potential properties, all while working at another job. This deal threw his life into total upheaval, and the clock was ticking. On exchanges such as this, you have a limited amount of time to reinvest the money and declare it tax-free. He had to cut corners on things like assembling his team and even due diligence. He barreled headlong into a property he didn't know enough about, just to avoid a big tax bite. It was the wrong property, bought too high and with a lot of deferred maintenance. It was a bad deal, but one he had little choice but to take. My point is not to slam the practices of this investor, but to warn future sellers that if you do not have a plan for your capital gain, you should not sell the property. It is easy to be lured by the cash. If you are truly a property investor, you will likely have irons in the fire and some properties on the horizon. That's great. But if you are a passive investor with no properties in the process, you may have to scramble and be left with a bad investment or a large tax liability. I would never sell a property without having at least 3 or 4 deals in the works for which I could use the money to reinvest. That's the only way to prevent a hefty tax bill and avoid making foolish decisions that will cost you money in both the short and long run. A final word. There will come a day when the properties my partner and I own will be sold. But until that day, the cash flow generated from them and their appreciation and value ensures that we have the ability to do the things we love today and in the future. There is a freedom that comes with that knowledge. It was what I was searching for when I set my own personal goal of financial freedom. Little did I know that the freedom would go far beyond the dollars. Freedom to spend time with my family. Freedom to do the things that I want to do. Freedom to share my experiences with others. Property investing started out as a means to an end, but it has become something much more. It is an end in itself and a thrilling journey.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of Rich Dad's Advisors, the ABCs of real estate investing, the secrets of finding hidden profits most investors miss. Written and read by Ken McElroy, with a foreword by Robert T. Kiyosaki. Executive producer, Maya Thomas. Produced and directed by Dennis Kao. Text abridged by Dennis Kao. Post-production by Sharon Carney. Rich Dad's Advisors, the ABCs of real estate investing, is also available in hardcover from Warner Books. To listen to samples or read more about the author, please visit Time Warner Audiobooks website at twbookmark.com.